Moderna's claim of favorable results in its vaccine trial is an example of publication by press release. He joins us now. Dr. Hazeltine, thanks so much for joining us. I said the word data at the top of that intro. Your criticism is that there was not sufficient data in their release, and because of that, the market was able to applaud the results perhaps more than they should have done.
I would say several things about the announcement. It was premature. Only 8 people had been studied. It was not impressive, and it was opaque. If a CFO had tried to get away with the same kind of announcement, it would have been greeted by derision and possibly by investigation.
But isn't the point that some of these companies, Doctor, are trying to get these announcements out on purpose as fast as they possibly can for the benefit of public health, for the benefit of plans to reopen economies, for the benefit of trying to get, say, treatment information out there, and vaccine goes along with that too? I mean, we're in a pandemic where, you know, we have people in the emergency rooms fighting this right now.
The question is not that we're not in an emergency. We know we're in an emergency. In an emergency, it's even more important to be clear about what you know and what you don't know. There is a process which is vastly accelerated. The moment the data is put together, the moment it can be presented, it's on the internet for free. Everybody can see it. Moderna did not follow that. We don't know what happened. You don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. Nobody, maybe a few people in their company know what happened. We can't see that data. Even in an emergency, that's not warranted. There are many processes that we have put in place that allow global sharing of data. That's not the issue. The issue is, do we know what happened? And the answer is, we don't.